No, that's a famous day in the world.
Yes.
Riots, demonstrations, and summit meetings.
My company mostly quite peaceful.
Is it? Peaceful gatherings?
But it's
a holiday. Oh, of course, it's a labor day. It's a holiday. We don't have a holiday here, but they have parades.
And do they have it?
Yeah, they parade in New York, and, well, as you know, May Day, the communists use it sometimes as but you don't have much of that problem.
No. Smaller groups, small, very small groups. They had, what was it? 0.3% of the last election. But still, they answered very well.
You must feel pretty good.
Got out of the car. We have
we're ready to retire.
Okay.
Right, right on with our talk. We're fine.
Dr. Kissinger sounds amazing.
All right.
So, what
I'll say. Well, we'll give you an easy time today. We'll have our chat. And, are you going to do the press release?
Tomorrow.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They work our guests so far, but you're used to it.
If you have a for no motion.
Right. And you'll do, are you doing any other events? Are you going to New York or anything?
No, I have my reception at the embassy tomorrow. Mine is that night.
Oh, right.
But I take it, I will have to be the night here and I take the day flight. Because I prefer the day flight to Europe.
Right. Oh, my children. And, you know, everybody thinks they save the day, but you fly all night and the next day you're not worth it. Now,
I do the same thing.
California, I always take the day flight.
Yes.
Because I say, look, I can't have it. I sleep in the plane, but you come out so tired. Don't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How are our economic conditions in the present time? You get your inflation. Everybody's got inflation. We all have it.
Yes, we have it.
Mr. President, there'll be no further press picture because the picture's taken.
So, the outside face, barely matter.
Yes.
Good. That's true. They have this one so often.
Fine.
And then we want to have the dinner, too.
Dr. Kissinger is going to be here shortly.
The dinner?
At the dinner tonight, yes.
At the dinner tonight, I want to be sure, though, to have it set up down below so that we can get a really good shot.
In the grand hall?
Yeah, in the grand hall.
Okay.
And I want that one done in color because I want to give that one a chance.
Fine, sir.
We'll have to press that. As you know, we've been through this before. That's a nice picture to have. Four of us together. They call this the year of Europe, and I would say that you and I and our talks perhaps will have more to do with that year than anybody else. That's why this is so important.
I thank you very much for the invitation, Mr. President, because I think it's...
it's basically if you want to do anything, you can talk to
me. It's important for these relations between Europe and the United States, and also important for our relations with the East.
Grasspolitik.
Yes, well, what they call us politik. Our bilateral part of it comes to an end, so we'll become more and more part of a multilateral operation.
If you stop to think, for example, that this year we're going to have that MBMR thing. And also, it was terribly important. I thought I told Henry, I said, I want to be sure to see the Chancellor before we see aggression.
Yes.
Because we should have a very frank talk as to what you want, you know, there.
No, but then I said, Mr. President, that I appreciated that you would be kind of invite me. So I was also thinking about the fact that you have some domestic problems, and I appreciate that you still want to see me today.
That's your problem.
We have been through difficulties before, both of us, so you shouldn't
touch on my domestic problems. No, don't worry about it. They all work out.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I remember they had that Spiegelman sort of
thing. Yeah.
Well, Nobody remembers it today. Now, all they remember are the big plays. Now, and we handle them in fact. I want you here, and don't you be a bit concerned. Anybody asks you about it, you can say, we didn't discuss them. There are more important problems to discuss, which is known. It's none of my business. But we do have more important plans. I never ask you about it. And it all works, aren't you?
Thank you.
but
I think it would perhaps be just as well to start with I think the areas of Europe where you see an east-west relation, such as it's so heavy. I mean, we were seeing by other letters and I've seen your public statements, but I mean, your feel of the situation, because I've got a feel of it. I just met the congressional leaders and told them not to cut nail until we had a chance to negotiate, which, of course, I'm sure you agree with. I mean, you can't go into a poker game and give up the chips in advance. So, how do you see these things developing? And how do you see MBFR? What do you see coming out of the European Security Conference? UCHEP, OCHEP, as we always do at the end, knowing that it's all conference.
Yeah. Well, perhaps we should take the West-West relations first, Western Europe, United States.
Excellent.
And Japan has been.
Mentioned
not only in Dr. Kissinger's speech, but also what the West European said in Moscow.
Well, it has been my theory for a long time that nothing would be a greater mistake than to have the new Europe be in confrontation economically or any other way with the United States. And also, nothing would be more disadvantageous to our interests to have Europe and America. Whatever our relationship is, be involved in such a way that Japan feels like the odd man out. Japan, I think we've got to feel, is part of our whole community. Because after all, Japan is, the three great economic powers in the world are Japan, Germany, and the United States. Looking at it from a national standpoint, there's where it is. Now, if you say in Japan, oh, look here, you play your game, we'll play our game, it's a very dangerous business because the Japanese just cannot be ruled out. So I feel very strongly that we have to have the closest possible relations with Japan.
Mention the various fields as Dr. Kim. before, you and Secretary Howard, the British and French, they meet the quota soon, I think, sometimes in the next 6 weeks. And I hope they will prepare the Nairobi meeting of the International Monetary Fund in a way so that the reform of the international system is making progress. I do not see that we can do anything about that now other than to encourage our people to keep in close possible contact with the French and the British and others and to prepare for that meeting so that we can, I think this will not be unrealistic next year, get the reform of the international system. I think they will not get into the disorder, but next year might be possible. Trade, you have your trade bill to put forward to Congress. The Commission of the European Community has made proposals for our trade, our negotiations. And I hope that knowing about some of the difficulties, both of us will orientate our experts so that they aim at not more trade restriction, but more liberalism in words. You can always be sure that we will be, I hope the British will too, be in favor of giving the European Community a more outward-looking attitude. At the same time, I think I have to say again, I think I have done it before, if you form such a community as we do, you have to make certain compromises. And one of the compromises we have to make is to live with the position of our French friends. The Franco-German thing is at the center of the ball, and the French pay more attention to agriculture, their own agriculture, and they up to now have been a little bit more inward looking. This is changing. France, towards the end of this decade, hopes to be as strong an industrial power as the Federal Republic is. I think they may almost reach that goal. In any case, agriculture will, before this decade has come to an end, please play a minimum role in France compared with what it did under General de Gaulle. And France, as an industrial power, is developing in a very convincing way. Now, whether I'm right or wrong, the entry of the British into the common market, into the community, gives some additional strength to a more liberal trade policy. It's British position, more or less, it's our interest. The interests always are the best interests.